Governments and law enforcement want facial recognition technology, but should companies sell it to them?
The government should not be using commercial facial recognition because there just are no controls.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. This week, Amazon is facing backlash for selling facial recognition tools to police. The ACLU says the company is powering a government surveillance infrastructure. The company says its services can be used for anything from finding lost children to spotting celebrities at the royal wedding to, yes, tracking down criminals. Facial recognition is an increasingly powerful tool that's raising a lot of privacy concerns. And not every company thinks these tools should be sold to every buyer. Brian Brekeen is the CEO of the facial recognition software company Kairos. He told me his company won't sell its services to governments.
The challenge with facial recognition, the government, is they know both the question and the answer. Let's say I sell a product to a retailer, right? They don't have a database of all of our pictures. They don't know who everyone is. So they can't assign an identity to a person just walking into the store without either their consent or providing a picture or what have you. But in the government's case, they have all of our driver's license data. They have all of our passport data. They have mugshot records. And so they can simply find anyone in any camera stream. And even if those camera streams aren't owned by the government, let's say it's a local bank or a McDonald's or a convenience store, they have subpoena power as well. So they could subpoena the McDonald's for their video records and then run it through a facial recognition system like Amazon. So it's, yeah, really kind of, we think, an appropriate use.
So I want to ask you then about Amazon's statement in response to some of the concerns about them working with law enforcement with their facial recognition technology. They said our quality of life would be much worse today if we outlawed new technology because some people could choose to abuse the technology. I think someone could say that sounds similar to what you're saying, but do you feel like that's not enough?
Oh, that's not enough for me, no. When you're a commercial business and you're doing facial recognition for the government, you still aren't the government. So if I wanted to use open records laws, or if I wanted to ask how good a facial recognition solution is on, let's say, different ethnicities, I can't get that answer from Amazon because their intellectual property is protected by a variety of constitutional intellectual property laws, right? On the flip side, if it were just purely the government, I could ask them via Sunshine Law. I could talk to my congressman or to my local representative. They could ask on my behalf. So there's just a lot more control, or at least we would hope a little more openness on a pure government side. The second issue is Amazon, like many facial recognition companies, doesn't perform equally amongst different races and genders. Now, if you're using it for commercial reasons, let's say like Kairos, yeah, maybe we get an emotion wrong. Maybe we get somebody wrong. We're trying to ask them questions about a survey, right? No one's really hurt by that. But let's say you get the person wrong and in a murder investigation, right? Let's say you're taking someone's liberty and freedoms away based on what the system thinks, and the system isn't fairly viewing different races and different genders. That's a real problem, and it needs to be answered for.
So how do you think it should happen? Because, you know, there are also somewhat valid arguments on the law enforcement side about this technology and the use that it can have. Do you think that government should be in the business of developing it itself?
Yeah, we don't get into the government piece because we don't believe in it. That said, there is a use case for government facial recognition. What I would prefer, though, is the government create its own facial recognition. It puts in safeguards that it can be audited, and then we can come to a conclusion about whether it's being used appropriately, whether the results are good enough or not. But the government should not be using commercial facial recognition because there just are no controls.
That's Brian Brekeen, CEO of facial recognition company Kairos. Its services are used for social tagging, focus group research, and security, but there is still risk. Brekeen notes that hackers try to steal Kairos' database of face information many times a day. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.